something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Greater Light.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. You know, there are dealings of the Spirit and dealings with the Spirit of God that we may never be able to bring to human discussion. Some things that we may not even have words to communicate to other people. Sometimes I wish I could just express certain things. And not enough language in the earth to communicate certain things. You know? But thank God for the ones that we can share. Hallelujah. And God made two great lights. Verse 16, chapter 1, book of Genesis. The greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Maybe I should read to you so you can just get a little more glimpse into this. Two verses prior to this, verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. So God said, let there be light, and there was light. So there was already light. And then He separated the light from the darkness. The light He called day. And the word translated day also means hot. And the darkness He called night. Then He made two great lights and set one light to rule the day. The word is to have dominion, to exercise authority over the day and one over the night. The one to rule the night was the lesser light. So He made the lesser light to rule the night and the greater light to rule the day. It's amazing the way God thinks. You would have thought He should make the greater light to rule the night and the lesser light for the day, since the day will need lesser light. But no, because there are things that happen in the night and there are things that happen in the day. And so God said, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. That's the way He saw it. That's the way He wanted it. Hallelujah. Now, in the Bible, there are certain expressions for the greater light. These two lights that He set over the earth that He just talked about are the moon and the sun. The moon to rule the night. The sun to rule the day. And the word translated sun means brightness. Brightness. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Okay, turn to the book of Malachi. And we are reading from verse 1, chapter 4. Are you there? He says, behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. He says, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. And all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. That means they will be burnt, because they will be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. He says it's a terrible day that's coming. It's a day of hardship, a day of turmoil, a day of questions without answers. And it shall leave them neither root nor branch, which means nothing to hold on to, destroying their history, destroying their extension. Terrible. Verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Are you still there? This is beautiful. Let me read to you that same verse, what we just read now. Let me read it to you from the Amplified Version. It says, but unto you who revere and worshipfully fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and gambol like calves released from the stall and leap for joy. You know what it is to gambol? It means to skip and jump joyfully. Have you ever released a calf or a young sheep or ram to let it go? You see it leaping for joy. That's what it's saying. So you will leap for joy. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for there shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. So while that day becomes hot and burning, he says, upon you shall arise the Son of Righteousness. The Son. He's talking about the Son that rules the day. The Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. Are you getting it? This is beautiful. But there's more. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart.
into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you receive salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveo360.com. This message is titled Greater Light. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.